This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The big data release of the week is Thursday. The latest reading on inflation will be upon us. Consumer prices have been falling for months. The CPI is at 4% now, down from 9% last summer. But some prices are still rising faster than overall inflation. Among them, car repairs, which are currently almost 20% more expensive than they were a year ago. Why? Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields with some answers.
If something goes wrong with your car these days, you might have trouble just finding someone to fix it. That's what happened to Kristen Gcheck recently when her check engine light went on.
I called around in a couple places, couldn't even get me in to get it evaluated until mid-September.
Gcheck, a policy advisor at the Chicago Fed focused on the auto industry, says that's one reason it's gotten more expensive to repair cars.
There's a tight labor market and, you know, wages have gone up, hours have gone up.
But it's not just labor, it's parts, too. David Long owns Omega Auto Clinic in Newton, Kansas. And he says in the last couple years,
there's a lot of things that have really doubled and tripled in price, like R134 Freon to charge up people's air conditioners. It used to be $90 a bottle. Now it's $500.
Car batteries used to run him about $100. Now they're closer to $200. And he says it's not unusual to get a car in, find it needs a certain part, say a catalytic converter.
And you look it up and it says out of stock, national back order. So you do find someone that does have the parts. They know they're the only ones selling those. They mark them up pretty heavily.
As with everything, when we talk inflation, a lot of the rising cost of car repair boils down to supply and demand and residual pandemic issues with both parts and labor. But K. Venkatesh Prasad at the Center for Automotive Research says there's another big non-pandemic reason. Newer cars are more complicated to fix.
Almost anything you touch now is coupled to something else or has sensors embedded in it, whether it's bumpers or rear view mirrors.
So often now, a seemingly minor issue becomes a big, expensive repair.
Let's say your side view mirrors got damaged as you were entering a garage. Just 5 years ago, it would have been a relatively easy replacement, pure mechanical. Now it involved a camera sitting in that side view mirror. That camera unit was controlled with a microchip somewhere.
So there are more parts to fix that are more expensive. And the work itself is going to take longer, which means you're going to be charged more for labor, too.
It's not just individual bits and pieces anymore. Everything's tied together.
David Long had a customer come into his shop in Kansas recently because their car radio wasn't working.
And what we found out was the radio is fine, but it needs to talk to the computer that controls the multimedia interface for the car. That computer was bad. And the computer was $2,000, and then taking it all apart, getting to it, and it was going to be $3,000 or $4,000. Back in the day, you could just replace your radio.
For a couple $100. In addition to running Omega Auto Clinic, Long also has a YouTube channel, Car Wizard. And in some of his videos, he's started explaining why car repairs are getting so much more expensive.
Today, we're going to continue the series of my What is Broken? We're going to talk about how this little black box can cost you $1,000, possibly $2,000.
The little black box he's holding up in the video is a motor that helps control the car's heat and AC.
Back in the old days, when you would change the temperature or the floor vent defrost, it would literally have these metal cables. There was no electronics involved. It was all mechanical, and they rarely ever broke. And when they did, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Now, Long explains, it's all electronic, and it's crammed way up inside the dashboard, where it's hard to access and expensive to fix. And he says this is the future, as cars get more high-tech.
I've told people in the past where we were used to $500 repairs, $600 repairs, maybe $1,000 if something's bad. I told them in the next coming years, we need to start preparing for $2,000, $5,000, and $10,000 repairs.
He says that's what it's going to take to fix cars. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.